Well, last night was an interesting night for storms. We did get some storm activity here in Fargo, light hail. I think our top wind gust was about 55 miles an hour. We got some rain, but not significant. But one of the areas that was hard hit was the Marion, North Dakota area in that Lemoore County. And to find out more about what he saw on his farm is Eric Lalum. He works for Corteva. But Eric, how are things going today in the aftermath of what you saw last night?
Oh, it's always an interesting day to be in agriculture.
It is. Well, why don't you just give us the story here? I know that you were doing some replanting yesterday. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But let's talk about the storm itself. When did you start to get affected by the storm, and just kind of take us through the progression? Because you got pretty much everything, including some large hail.
Yeah, I mean, shame on me for not, you know, looking exactly at the weather forecast. I knew there was a chance of rain, and it felt like it certainly was a chance for some winter weather, or for some summer weather, summer storms. But wasn't anticipating it to be quite as strong or severe as it was. I was just finished up some replanting when we got hit by that frost. End of May. And finally had some beans that we needed to get some replanting done. So I was just wrapping up a field right by my house. And, I knew something was coming up at about 6 o'clock. Basically, I had to put the lights on the tractor because it had gotten so dark. And it was as big of a lightning show as I can remember seeing. It was lightning everywhere. Nothing, rain. There was no rain at coming down at all. But just lots of lightning, and it just kept going for a couple hours, really. And I figured, okay, I'm gonna barely get this field done, but that was the hope, was to get it done before the rain. And finished up, and we started to get some sprinkles my last round or two, about 8:30, I suppose it was, and I finished up and was feeling pretty good, was able to get home, and stopped the tractor. Could see it was going to rain. I'm like, okay, yeah, it looks. And you could tell there had been. I heard all the rain, the warnings for bad weather, but it is what it is. And I was able to. First thing when I got back was able to get the barn shut up for the pigs. My kids have 4-H pigs and 4-H sheep, and so I wanted to try to make sure those things got shut before I got in. And did all that, came in the house about, 9 o'clock, 9:30, and jumped in the shower. And as soon as I got in the shower, within just a few seconds, I could start to hear the hail. And I knew it didn't sound like a little pea-sized hail when it was hitting the house. So kept going, and by the time I got out, my wife's like, the windows are cracking. The next thing I know, the windows are breaking, and we got the kids out of their room and down to the basement, and they were fine. And when it was all said and done, we had with four windows just broken out with the hail. And it was something I was a part of, and I don't care to be a part of it again, but that's kind of the scoop.
Okay. And just real quick, you don't have to give us your specific address, but how close to Marion, or maybe just, are you south of Marion or a couple of miles away, or where are you at in conjunction to Marion?
Yeah, we're 5 miles south and 2 miles east.
Okay.
So I always tell people I live in Gladstone Township, Section 6. And so that's kind of where we're at. And I know Marion, and I've heard there's quite a bit of rain, north of me, and I literally haven't had time to take a drive and even go out and look at stuff. Just been doing cleanup this morning,
right?
And kind of waiting for things. So I'm gonna probably head out here shortly and just take a look and see how things look. But we had 4.1 inches of rain at the farm. I've got some hailstones in the freezer that I was able to save. Golf ball size hail.
Okay.
I don't know how many minutes it hailed. It felt like a long time when it was happening, but I'm guessing it was all 10 minutes of steady hail. Maybe. And I'm not anticipating there to be a lot of crop that's going to be looking too
Too good.
Feel good, but we'll see how it goes here in a couple more days.
And then this wasn't just like a few balls of hail. I mean, you mentioned you said 10, 15 minutes, but you had quite a bit of hail on the ground, correct?
Yeah, it was the proverbial. There's drifts of hailstones. Both at my house and when I went up to the shop once it was over. I live on the same. We built a house in the same area as my parents' farm, and had to drive around the road to the township line to get to their place. And there was snow. You know, there was drifts of hail there too. So I mean, there was a lot. And it's looking in the aftermath this morning. There was does a lot of damage, but that's like I say. In the end, you know, all my family was safe, and the property damage. Well, we'll that's what you have insurance for, and we'll just move on from there.
How about flooding? Now we have had reports of flooding, significant flooding in some spots around Marion, Lemoore County. Others only got about 3/4 of an inch. But again, there is that issue. We've heard reports of equipment being stranded in the middle of a field. I don't know if they were, you know, they're at a high spot with the equipment and it's low land around them. But we've also heard that cattle have been stranded in some areas. I'm assuming with as dry as things have been, that water will go down hopefully fairly quickly. But there are some spots I'm hearing several inches of rain. I mean, you got enough the way that it was. And I think the Endon site that I was looking at, as I add the numbers together, is probably close to about 3.5 inches. But do you have any like major flooding near you, or have you heard of any in your approximate area?
I've heard some stories, but I've got nothing more than anecdotal story, at least I know of. All I can say is the my section, or where I was replanting beans yesterday, I planted through every acre. Mm. And this morning, you know, there's a good chunk of it underwater, and it's gone down a little bit since this morning, but there's you know, there's significant moisture all around here. And like I said, I know through the wonders of Facebook and people putting on there, we got some neighbors not too far north of us, north and east of us, that got over 7 inches.
Wow.
So I'm sure there's reports of some pretty significant rain. And yeah, we were completely dry. And completely, you know, everything, every low spot you could farm through, and now everything's wet again. So that's just kind of, we've been wet these last couple of years, so I mean, people are used to it, but it was definitely dry. So the people that didn't get the hard rain, you know, with the hail, this will be a godsend,
right?
the moisture we got, even though it was probably a little more than what people were hoping for, but, as long as we don't get too much more of the rest of this week, I think most people should be able to take advantage of it.
All right. Eric, we got about a minute left, but the other thing, of course, you have a regular job with Corteva, and your phone was already ringing pretty early this morning. What kind of questions from growers were you getting?
Well, we're still in the heart of spray season, and I got my first Corteva question came in just before 7 o'clock from one of my retailers. And first of all, they were asking me how I was doing, because everybody knows, I guess from the reports of the rainfall in the Marion area, so people were aware of it. And, but yeah, a little bit of small talk and then on with the questions, and they were trying to get stuff sprayed yet this morning in areas that didn't get, you know, hardly any rain. So it's just the way it's the typical questions you get this time of year is rates and what they should be spraying and what kind of additives. And so that's the phone rings, I'll answer it. That's my job.
All right. Very good. Well, Eric, I'm glad that your family is safe. It's going to be interesting to see how everything works out for you. Is the fields basically where they're still drenched, is that seed gone then? Is there any chance for that you just planted?
Well, the stuff that's in the ground, hopefully the stuff that's in the ground will, you know, be enough moisture now, it'll come up. It's just a matter of, you know, the stuff in the slough that's covered in water, as long as it doesn't sit in water for more than, you know, 24 to 48 hours, usually most of that stuff will still go and grow. But the rest of it, like I said, I haven't had a chance to drive around. I've got one more field I was supposed to replant, because it didn't look very good from frost. Well, I don't imagine all this hail did it very much good.
Sure.
So we'll have to evaluate that in a couple of days and make the decision then.
All right. Eric, thank you so much for the information. We'll cross our fingers that things will be okay. We'll talk to you again soon, but have a safe rest of the day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep, Eric Lalum again. He farms in the Marion, North Dakota area.